now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning. It's Dave Clemens. In studio with me, I have my friend Andrea Weaver. She's the recreation coordinator for Crook County Park and Recs District. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
It is? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, because I tried to abbreviate it on my paper, CCPRD, and then I was like, oh, wait, what does that stand for? But I got it.
You did. Great job.
Very nice. Very nice. I've been working with you guys for a long time on different things. In February, you do your daddy-daughter dance.
Yes.
But we won't even talk about that because that thing sells out like in advance.
Yes, we have a waiting list of over 20 couples.
Man, great event though.
Yes,
super fun. I heard Dave Clemens is there.
Hey, he's a cool guy.
It's such a cool thing to see that too. Because there's a special relationship between dads and their daughters.
Yep, it's fun. And it's fun to foster that relationship and make them feel special.
For sure. So since we're not going to talk about that, what are we talking about?
So we have a few regular events, I guess, coming up this spring, but we have a new event. We're partnering with the Children's Museum of Central Oregon, and we are hosting a free museum at the Carrie Foster Hall on April 24th and 25th for kids ages 4 to 11. And so we are really excited to bring that event to Prineville and also to bring the Children's Museum of Central Oregon to Prineville and get their name kind of out there and share that with our community.
What's in a children's museum? Like toys or
all kinds of like hands-on activities. So if you kind of think of like a mini OMSI in a way, where you've got like water activities or, you know, things that you can just kind of do with your hands to keep you busy. Not a lot of like things you're going to go and like read information about. This is just completely hands-on for kids ages 4 to 11. So just an indoor free event. Gives them something to do. There's actually no school that day. It's conferences.
Perfect.
So we kind of wanted to hit that as well and make that just kind of a special outing for kids and parents who are like, what are we going to do with these kids for a couple days?
Sure, sure. So, interactive and educational too.
Yes, absolutely. So super excited about that.
Okay. So do you have to get tickets for that in advance or how does that work?
Nope. It's just free and just come on down to the Carrie Foster Hall from 10 to 3.
Okay. And that again is 2 days, 24th and 25th of April.
Yes.
What day of the week is that?
Those are a Thursday and Friday.
Okay. More information at the website?
Yes, absolutely.
And the website is?
ccprd.org/events.
Okay. Now, I know there's another event you were going to tell us about.
Yes, we have our annual fishing derby coming up May 17th. That's a Saturday at Ochoco Lake, and that is 7 miles east of Prineville. And we are just looking forward to having another successful event that is... The entry fee is $10 per person, and that's for ages 3 to... infinity.
And you bring your own gear.
Yep. Bring your own gear.
And you're fishing.
Yep.
And I mean, is it a competition? Who gets the biggest fish?
So we'll have like different age divisions. We usually have like a 9 and under and then a youth division and then an adult division. And so it's going to be like longest fish, heaviest fish. We might have a few other categories. I don't actually know for sure yet, but everybody gets something. We'll have some raffles out there as well. So each participant will get like 5 raffle tickets and you can put them in a bucket for whatever kind of basket you are most interested in.
Are you a fisherman?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm a hunter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The only reason I asked, I was wondering, how is the fishing in that? In Ochoco.
I hear it's good.
Right.
Well, we're told it's good. Okay. But yeah, it's not, I don't know enough about it to, we have a lot of people that will go out there and then send us pictures or call and say, hey, the fishing's really hot right now or whatever. But we've seen our registration numbers double after moving it from Haystack Reservoir to Ochoco Lake. So, I think the fishing's got to be pretty good.
Right, right. And it's a little closer to home for a lot of people being in Cook County. But but you actually have people come from other areas come out, right? So everybody within the sound of my voice is welcome to come to this thing.
Yes, absolutely. We've had people come from Eastern Oregon, over from the Valley, just anybody. It doesn't matter if you're a Cook County resident or a Tri-County area. Anybody can sign up for this. So come and camp at the lake. Get your spots early. It does fill up.
Oh, I bet.
So, yeah.
Okay. And what's the date to the fishing derby again?
May 17th.
And you guys have been doing this for over 20 years.
Yes.
Closer to 25.
Yes. That's what our records are showing. I don't have an exact number, but it's a very popular event that I think the Prineville community members just look forward to and expect every year. So we're excited to offer it again.
Awesome. Anything else going on over there?
That's pretty much it for now.
Yeah, right. That's enough, right?
Yeah, it's plenty.
You guys do events all year round?
We do.
And you can learn all about them at the website?
Yep, ccprd.org.
Been talking to my friend Andrea Weaver. She's the recreation coordinator for Cook County Parks and Rec District. Awesome. Thanks for coming. It's always good to see you.
Yeah, so good to catch up.
All right, give the website one more time.
ccprd.org.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.